Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, it is Black Friday, but it's not like the old days when people would be jammed up against the doors of the big box stores at 5 a.m., ready to stampede and duke it out to save some bucks on a new TV. Things are much more sedate nowadays, thanks to online shopping. But there are still those who like to do things the old way, including some people from the old country.
Times Square is as busy as usual, and some, like Tenna from Iceland, are taking advantage.
I love it. It's my first time here in New York, and I'm just, like, ecstatic.
She says she's here to spend.
I will spend a couple hundred thousand dollars and probably more.
But this mom is doing it differently.
I've been doing Black Friday shopping online. We did all the clothes shopping before we got here.
Yet she still gave in to something her daughter wanted.
We just kind of went buck wild in there.
You went buck wild. You got something.
It was just a pillow, though.
It was
a candy pillow.
Julie Walker, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
Now, if you want to be scientific about your Black Friday shopping, there's a website called CamelCamelCamel.com. Three camels, and savings expert Andrea Warrock says you can use CamelCamelCamel to do some research on whatever it is you want to buy.
This can show you if it's been sold for more or less, and that can tell you if the deal you're looking at is really a good one, or if maybe you should hold off for a lower price based on the trending history.
And with inflation, it is expected there will be a lot of bargain hunting this Black Friday. In the Bronx, a 14-year-old girl wound up spending her Thanksgiving in the hospital after getting shot on the street. She was hit in the leg. She will survive. But a man who got shot in the Bronx yesterday did not survive.
A 14-year-old girl was rushed to the hospital after being shot in the leg while playing on a playground. Julio Pacheco was here and spoke to ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
Her gunshots, about 4 to 5, and it's ridiculous on Thanksgiving at that.
Police say it happened at around 2:30 in the afternoon near East 225th Street and Shiflin Avenue. Cops say the girl was not the intended target, and they're still looking for the shooter. Carlos Liriano was nearby.
This is senseless, and I don't see the ends to the means for this.
In two separate shootings overnight, two men were killed, a 23-year-old in Wakefield and a 33-year-old in Soundview. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
There was also a fatal fire in the Bronx on Thanksgiving Day. A 20-year-old woman and a 60-year-old man killed in a second-floor apartment on Harrison Avenue in Morris Heights. Two women, ages 62 and 63, are in critical condition. City Councilmember P. Piranha Sanchez represents the neighborhood.
Very little that we can say, but to be there for them, to let them know that, you know, we have their back. Some of the neighbors are going to put together a GoFundMe page to help the family.
No word yet on the cause of the fire, which broke out around 5:30 in the morning, but so far investigators don't think there's anything suspicious about it. Mayor Adams had Thanksgiving dinner on Rikers Island.
I wanted to visit the inmates and engage in a conversation and tell them that where they are is not who they are. It's about re-engaging themselves, learning from whatever placed them here in the first place, and coming out with the desire not to return.
The mayor says he especially wanted to spend time with a new mother who's locked up on Rikers, along with her newborn, who's in the nursery there. And the mayor says he also wanted to thank corrections officers, saying, "I think they are just underappreciated, a very difficult job dealing with some of the most violent offenders in this city, but they do it every day." The New York State Attorney General's office is investigating a fatal traffic accident on Long Island. That's because the accident involved an unmarked Nassau County police car. 47-year-old Miguel Romero was trying to cross Front Street in Uniondale last Saturday night when he was hit by that police car. Several officers in the car were treated for minor injuries. The AG's office will carry out the investigation along with the Nassau County Homicide Squad. After 20 years of planning, the Long Island Musicians and Entertainment Hall of Fame, a.k.a. the Lime Hof, will be opening today in Stony Brook. And Ernie Canadeo, chairman of the Hall of Fame, tells 1010 Winds that the famous Long Islanders who are featured in the hall have been making sure it's full of interesting things to look at.
We have relationships with over 100 inductees over the years. So now that we've had a home, we've reached out. And the things are just pouring in every single day.
Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Of course, there's a Billy Joel exhibit, but you can also see a replica of the bar from My Father's Place in Roslyn, Harry Chapin's Congressional Medal of Honor, a drum kit from Blue Oyster Cult, the gear that Vanilla Fudge used when they played Ed Sullivan, and Joan Jett's 1983 Jaguar, which only has 10,000 miles on it. More information at limusichalloffame.org. You'll be hearing a lot of this on the streets of New York over the next month. Salvation Army kicking off its annual Red Kettle campaign yesterday. 132nd year in a row for that, with dozens of volunteers ringing bells around the city and even more beyond. The Salvation Army says the money it raises during the holiday season helps about 25 million people over the course of a year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.